The North American Free Trade Agreement removed restrictions on just about all trade between the United States and its neighbors. But at least one part of NAFTA proved so controversial it was never implemented. Under the accord, Mexican trucks were supposed to be able to deliver and pick up cargo any place in the United States. But American truckers say the plan would threaten their jobs and their salaries. Only now is a select group of Mexican trucks allowed to bring goods beyond a narrow zone along the border. It's part of a pilot project Mexican trucking companies say is overdue, but unions still oppose the plan. The World's Lauren Matalon reports from the Mexican border city of Juarez.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted 411-3 against allowing Mexican trucks full access to the U.S. market. But the Bush administration has forged ahead, permitting 20 Mexican fleets to unload their goods anywhere in the U.S. and pick up merchandise for the return trip to Mexico. Previously, the Mexicans would offload their cargo onto an American truck near the border. But there is a catch. Mexican trucks can't take on loads along the way and deliver to another point in the U.S. before returning to Mexico. That often means half-empty trucks and higher costs. Every day, 15 to 20,000 trucks cross into the U.S. from Juarez into El Paso, Texas. A long line of heavy trucks patiently waits for their inspection before entering the U.S. Their drivers reject claims by members of Congress and the Teamsters that Mexican trucks are unsafe.
No es justo. O sea, pues, tendríamos que...
Vicente Valdez says that allegation is unfair. He's had 16 years of accident-free experience, and he drives for Sotelo, one of the Mexican fleets approved for the program. I got into a rig driven by Francisco Gonzalez for the trip into the U.S., a crossing that took 2 hours as sniffer dogs and U.S. Transportation Department inspectors looked over his truck. He was delivering soft drinks and food to a group of stores near El Paso. He also drives for an approved fleet. He says opposition to Mexican fleets gaining full access to U.S. markets is nothing less than discrimination against Mexicans.
Donde sea, podemos entrar hasta donde...
Gonzalez says all Mexican drivers should be permitted to deliver and pick up merchandise anywhere in the U.S. He asks rhetorically, isn't that what free trade is all about? I got out of Gonzalez's truck at the U.S. inspection station and wished him a safe trip.
Cuídate, eh? Gracias.
The U.S. Teamsters Union has joined forces with an unlikely coalition in a lawsuit against the Bush administration. The Teamsters are co-plaintiffs with the Sierra Club, the Environmental Law Foundation, Public Citizen, and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. The Teamsters' Leslie Miller rejects the administration's claims that all trucks approved for the project meet U.S. safety standards. For example, Mexican diesel contains more pollutants than U.S. diesel, and Mexican drivers often work longer hours than American truckers.
We are not against Mexican truck drivers. We are against the companies that exploit them and make them work these ridiculous hours and drive these horrible trucks. So this is not an anti-immigrant, anti-Mexican campaign. This is a pro-safety, pro-American middle-class job campaign.
The federal government's Motor Carrier Safety Administration says the lawsuit is without merit and that Mexican trucks have met or surpassed U.S. standards. The head of the McAllen, Texas Development Council says Mexican trucks should be allowed in. Keith Patridge says there's a shortage of U.S. drivers that, if left unchecked, will ultimately hurt Americans.
There's a demand for the workers in the United States, same as in the trucking industry. And if we have a problem getting truckers or a problem moving product in this country, it's going to result in increased cost to the consumer.
The federal court in San Francisco is considering the lawsuit. Right now, proponents say the free movement of Mexican trucks across the entire U.S. could save consumers in both countries $400 million a year in transport costs because trucks move most of the goods between the two countries. For The World, I'm Lauren Matalon in Juarez, Mexico.